Welcome to the Undivided Women's Podcast. I'm Kristen Price, and I'm your hostess, and I am so glad that you are joining me today. At Undivided Women, we encourage women to go deeper in the Word of God and with each other through Jesus Christ. We help each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart by equipping her with the ability to remove distractions so that she can focus and live fully in the here and now. So friend, I know if you're like me, you are getting ready for Christmas. The countdown is on and we just have a few more days until the big, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas morning and all the family time and the presents and the food and just everything that goes into Christmas. It's almost here. It's upon us. And while that is so exciting, I know you might be like me too and you might be thinking, okay, once Christmas is over, maybe I can breathe for a little bit. Maybe I can enjoy my time off with my family and I can start thinking ahead to the new year. Because what comes right after Christmas, just a week later? New Year's! It kind of sneaks up on us, doesn't it? Well, this year for 2019, I am really excited to offer a new workshop called Heart Shop. And Heart Shop is designed to help each woman learn how to love God and her people with all of her heart. And the intent behind Heart Shop is to equip you with the ability to remove distractions so you can focus and live fully in the here and now. And who doesn't want that, especially as we get started with a new year? And I think now, you know, January is just a perfect time for us to start fresh. And it's really, really important for us to carve out time to reflect over last year so we can move forward and live fully in this new year that is upon us. And so at Heart Shop, you'll gain three things from this experience. The first thing that you'll gain is a chance to just reset. You'll have a time to breathe and reset yourself after the Christmas season for the new year. The second thing that you will receive is clarity. Whew, who doesn't want clarity? And this workshop will teach you how to discern God's voice and listen to where He is leading your heart this year. And you'll participate in a heart checkup and create space to connect with God so you can intentionally move in the direction He is leading you this year. And finally, which is one of my favorite things that you will gain, is a chance to sit down with other women over a brunch. Who does not love brunch? It's the best meal of the day, is it not? And so during our brunch, we will not only enjoy delicious, made from scratch food from me myself. I'm going to be making the food for us, and I've got a menu that is just, I'm already savoring it. But this menu will help us, you know, cleanse our bodies. But we will also have a chance to dig deeper and share what God has laid on our hearts in a roundtable discussion. And I truly believe that this type of conversation will help each woman receive confidence and overcome her fears before she leaves Heart Shop. So all you need for this workshop is your Bible, a journal, a planner, and your favorite pens and pencils. And then this is super casual. I just want you to come in your yoga pants and your top bun. You're not allowed to come dressed cute in nice clothes, okay? And so if you're interested in signing up for Heart Shop, it's going to be on Saturday, January the 12th, 2019. It's going to start at 8:30 a.m. and go to around noon. And it's going to be at my house, and I can give you the directions to my house when you sign up for Heart Shop. And it's a really great event, and I'm excited about it, and I hope you can attend. So give yourself this gift this Christmas, and go ahead and sign yourself up, and maybe even invite a friend. And you can register for Heart Shop in the link on my blog post today, and also when you go to kristenprice.com/learn. And so you can sign up for this class, and I really hope that you can attend. It's going to be awesome. Families are like branches on a tree. We grow in different directions, yet our roots remain as one. Families are often compared to trees, a visual that reminds us of our lineage, how we are connected to one another through bloodlines. A few years ago, my aunt compiled a book of our family tree called Ridley Roots, and it traces our ancestry. When my husband and I found out that we were pregnant, we used this book to help us pick out names for our children. As we add branches to our family tree with our kids, we continue to write the story of our family lineage. What is fascinating to me is that the comparison of families to trees is so often associated with the branches, when in fact there is much to learn about the root. Scientists have begun to research more about the root of trees and have discovered that while a tree is a single, solitary entity, it is actually connected to all the other trees in the forest by their underground root systems. Trees have their own neighborhoods, root systems that allow them to intermingle, creating one single sprawling organism. These neighborhoods help trees receive nutrients, but they can also spread disease. Connection happens when we live in community with our family and friends, just like the trees in forests. We are interconnected and have the ability to help one another stand tall or spread disease. When we are in a relationship with someone else, we are living life together and being present in good times and bad. In scripture, the word to know is yada, and it is used to describe a variety of senses and to know relationally and experientially. It refers to taking time to observe, care, recognize, instruct, or punish. When we are connected, are these not the things that we do? I find it so comforting that on the most difficult days when everyone seems to desert me, that I can find solace in the embrace of my people, my husband, my parents, my best friends, even my children. My people are also the first ones who know about the happy, the joy, and the excitement when something good happens to me, as well as the hurt, frustration, or anger when I receive bad news. They know me, and I know them. Yada is also a term used in relation to God's knowledge of people. God knows our hearts. David writes in Psalm 139:4, "Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." God knows us because He created us to connect with Him. He is with us when we suffer, and He cares about us deeply. God has designed man to share our burdens and our blessings with Him because God is Yahweh, the Lord, the one who will redeem His people. We have been given people to love so that we can get a glimpse of His great love for us. The story of family is sprawled across the pages of Scripture, much like the roots of trees. We are His people, and He has given us His Son. Isaiah writes, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit." He shares this in chapter 11, verse 1. From Genesis to Revelation, God has written a great story that connects people in lineage with Him through Christ. And after Jesus' death, Peter had a dream to go to the house of Cornelius, a God-fearing man who was also a Gentile. Cornelius welcomed him into his home, and as Peter spoke, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard his message. So for those of us who are not Jewish, our spiritual genealogy traces back to this moment. How cool is that? The Holy Trinity has perfectly planned for us to live lives of connection, Jew to Gentile, family to family, so that we may be people who give God glory for creation and redemption. Let us love our people well by being grounded and rooted in faith, living as people who know God is with us. From the shoot to the stump, may we continue to place our hope in our Redeemer, even if we can't see what lies underneath the soil. you enjoyed today's post, I recommend you checking out my book, Invited, which is a book about living a life of connection, not perfection. Of course, you can find Invited on Amazon or other online retailers where books are sold, but I've also got some copies of Invited on my own website, kristenprice.com. And I encourage you, you know, maybe to look into purchasing Invited for yourself or a friend for the holidays. And if you would like to get started with Invited for the new year, the blog post that you listened to today was actually a segment from our supplemental material. And many people don't realize that Invited was designed with small groups in mind, and we really encourage you to get together with a group of friends to go through the book. And so the supplemental material is divided into 8 weeks that coordinate with the chapters in the book. And so you listened to week 3 today, and it was all about connection. And for the supplemental material, basically we have a key verse that is connected to each session's theme and will be reflected throughout the weekly supplemental material. We have a devotional that is what you listened to today, and it's just a quick read that unpacks the theme and gives you another perspective of the material. And then we also have a section called Look at the Details. And this space is designed for you to study scripture and have your Bible close by so you can flip through passages as you research the key verse and theme. We also have a weekly video message that you can connect at, and that can be found at kristenprice.com or invitedbook.com that helps you learn visually. And these videos are a great resource to be used during your small group sessions before discussion. Also, throughout the supplemental material, we have as a place for you to journal your personal application, questions for group discussion, and then a wrap-up section that leaves you with closing thoughts and practical steps to help you take action. Now, all of this supplemental material, it can be found on Amazon.com when you type in Invited Book Supplemental Material. And so I encourage you to download that. It can be downloaded as a free resource, or usually it's just a couple of dollars if it's not on sale for free. And so I encourage you to check that out and to use this as you go through studying Invited Book. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you again, friends, for supporting us. And I hope that today's episode encouraged you to live a life of connection, not perfection. Before we wrap up our post today, I want to leave you with a few questions. I hope with this being the busy season of Christmas that you can spend some time thinking about these questions while you're looking at your Christmas tree, or maybe you're driving around town and you get a chance to notice the twinkling of lights as you pass street from street. I really hope maybe you can sit down with a warm cup of tea or hot cocoa and look out the window or look at all the Christmas cards that are hanging up on your wall and just have a moment to ponder these questions and to be still before the Lord in this really busy season. So my first question that I want to ask is, if Christ completes you, how can you transition away from your own quest for perfection to a life of connection? And when we think about connection, you know, the definition is a relationship in which a person, thing, or idea is linked or associated with something else. So today, again, if you get a chance to look at your Christmas cards, or you're spending time with your friends or your family at these holiday parties, I want you to sit and think, who are your people and how do you connect with them intentionally? Finally, if you're like me, you might have these big goals and plans and all these presents that you wanted to buy and things that you wanted to do with your kids, activities as a family that you wanted to participate in, but you just find yourself not being able to get it all done. And you've got to accept that, you know, maybe that present's not going to be bought this year, or maybe we're not going to get to decorate those cookies with those friends. And I think sometimes we can be really hard on ourselves and think, oh, why am I not getting it all done? But then we have to remind ourselves, like, we've got really busy calendars, especially this time of the year. So my final question for you is, how can you embrace imperfection in not only yourself, but your people? And like I've said throughout this episode, is this season is a busy one. And I know many of us are looking for ways to connect with our people, but we also want to connect with Christ. And so as we wrap up today, I just want to leave you with three ways that you can intentionally spend time to connect with Christ. And they're really simple, and they shouldn't take a lot of time. Can I get an amen? And hopefully they will draw you again to that cross, to that tree, to those twinkling lights, and just allow you to get refueled as you are pouring into others this holiday season. So the very first thing that I want you to do, or encourage you to do, is to pray. And the definition of prayer is a solemn request for help or an expression of thanks addressed to God. Talking to God, seeking His wise counsel, and giving Him gratitude helps us to know Him more deeply. The second thing we can do is dwell. When we dwell in God's presence, we are a family who resides in His house. Think of how you like to dwell in your own house and consider how you can spend more time with Him. And my third tip for connecting with Christ is to accept grace. Accept this spontaneous gift of grace, which is totally unexpected and undeserved. Grace allows us to be kind towards ourselves and others and helps us evaluate our expectations. Go in peace, my friend. Thank you again for listening to this episode of Undivided Women's Podcast. To follow along with Undivided Women, we encourage you to subscribe to our newsletters to receive our free online Bible studies, and you can find those at undividedwomen.com. You can also connect with us online through Instagram and Facebook at Undivided Women.